On Wednesday of this week, Arkansas made history. It now has the most restrictive law regulating abortions in the United States. Illegal after 12 weeks of pregnancy, which seems to be directly at odds with the limits set in the Roe v. Wade case and confirmed by other U.S. Supreme Court decisions. The state's Republican-controlled legislature passed this with a veto-proof majority, sidestepping the opposition of Democratic Governor Mike Beebe. We'll speak with a Democrat voice from the Arkansas legislature in a moment. Joining us now is Jason Rapert, Republican Arkansas state senator who sponsored the state's anti-abortion bill. Senator, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me, John.
Why did you draft this, and why do you think that it's constitutional based on your reading of Supreme Court decisions?
Well, the reason that this bill has been drafted is that we have a very irrational policy on abortion in this nation right now. You know, for over 200 years, it was constitutional, and it was precedent that we revered and we protected and respected the sanctity of life. It was only in 1973 when nine male Supreme Court justices rendered a split decision, carving out a quote-unquote new right under the 14th Amendment that it was now legal to take the life of a baby in the womb of a woman. And once they did that, they actually said that abortion should be safe, it should be rare, and it should be legal. And John, 53 million innocent lives that have been taken in our nation since that time is not rare. And this is not meant to totally do away with abortion, because you can still get an abortion and make that choice in Arkansas up to 12 weeks. You also can get an abortion with exceptions. We have ceded the typical areas of contention, which are rape, incest, to save the life of the mother, to prevent irreparable harm to the health of the mother, and also for fetal anomalies. The other thing is that in Arkansas, at 12 weeks gestational age, if a woman has a baby in her womb and she were run over in a crosswalk and the baby died in her womb, at 12 weeks or after, you can charge the person responsible with that death with a crime. They can be put in prison for fetal homicide. So what we've done in Arkansas is we've squared that up. And it's very critical to note, in Roe versus Wade, it literally stated that states have a right to regulate, remember, regulate, not prohibit, but to regulate abortion at approximately the end of the first trimester and the beginning of the second trimester.
We're speaking with Jason Rapert, who's a Republican Arkansas state senator who sponsored that state's anti-abortion bill passed this week, the most restrictive in the nation. We want to remind our listeners that a voice from the opposition to this bill will also be on the program a little bit later. One question before we go, Senator. It's not, in my reading of the Constitution, a specific reference pre-Roe v. Wade to the sanctity of human life in the womb, as you stated. Where do you come up with that?
Sir, there is no reference to abortion in the United States Constitution whatsoever. It was always held and revered that we protected life. Not until 1973 was there was no one that would condone killing a human life, an innocent human life. So, sir, there is no reference to the Constitution. It's not a constitutional matter. It is case law, which is precedent that is rendered by judges. And again, 200 years of precedent to protect life, only 40 years saying that we would now take the lives of children. We need to have a better policy. There is no other society in modern history that has 53 million innocent lives on its hands. We are better than this. We can educate people that want to use contraception, can use it. We do not have to be killing a baby that has a 95% chance of survival at 12 weeks.
All right. Senator Jason Rapert is a Republican Arkansas state senator who sponsored that state's anti-abortion bill, abortion illegal in the state of Arkansas after 12 weeks of pregnancy. Senator, thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.
Joining us now is the leader of the Democratic minority in Arkansas, Representative Greg Letting, who opposed the Arkansas abortion bill we've just been speaking about with one of its sponsors. Representative, welcome.
Thank you.
What is your argument against what the majority ruled on yesterday?
Just that the bill is clearly, blatantly unconstitutional. And I know our senator believes that that's not the case, citing the fact that our U.S. Constitution does not mention abortion. But I don't believe that's the case. I think it's clearly unconstitutional. And I think our state now is in for a lengthy and costly court battle.
Where do you stand on the issue of abortion independent of the constitutionality? The senator was suggesting that this is a very popular issue in the state of Arkansas.
It's a difficult issue for me. I'm Catholic, but I believe it's a personal decision, and that's where it should be. I believe it should be safe, legal, and, you know, we would hope that it would be rare.
And that echoes the argument that Jason Raper, the Republican Arkansas state senator, said. Here's one other thing that he said. I wonder if you could respond to this. Listen.
And this is not meant to totally do away with abortion, because you can still get an abortion and make that choice in Arkansas up to 12 weeks. You also can get an abortion with exceptions.
Now, the senator suggests that states are permitted to regulate after that 12-week point, and that that's what this bill is about. What would you say to that?
I'm not an attorney. That's certainly not my take on the issue. But I think that's a conversation that's going to be carried out in our courts in the next several months.
And, of course, we've been speaking to two men from Arkansas who have made this decision on behalf of a lot of women in your state. I'm wondering if you're hearing from constituents, women constituents, on this one way or another.
I have. I'm fortunate to represent a very liberal district in Arkansas. It's one of the very few. And I have a large number of women who are, frankly, outraged by what the General Assembly has done during this legislative session in terms of restricting their rights.
Do you have a problem with the legislature sort of taking a stand against Roe v. Wade, against the federal government on this, even if it should be turned down, turned back?
I do. I think we're just dragging our state into a lengthy and costly court battle, and that's not where we need to be focused right now.
Do you think that abortion is rare enough in the state of Arkansas from your perspective?
I do believe that it is a rare thing. I think sometimes some of these numbers that we hear, like the numbers that our senator used, are inflated.
And when I say rare enough, I mean in the sense that the senator was saying it moments ago. What is the access to health care for women who need family planning assistance, that sort of thing? Has Arkansas been involved in those debates as well?
We're doing our best to increase access to health care. It's frankly not quite good here in Arkansas. And in fact, in the last couple of years, in 19 of our counties, the life expectancy for women has actually gone down. And I believe the last time the life expectancy dropped like that was during the Spanish flu epidemic in the early 20th century. So we have a number of health care challenges. And that's why I'm so troubled by these measures that are just further restricting health care and access to health care for women.
Why wasn't this a party line vote in Arkansas? There were a number of lawmakers who were from the Democratic Party.
There were six Democrats that broke to vote to override our governor's veto. There were just two in last week's vote to override the governor's first veto of the session. A number of them, just to begin with, even though Arkansas has since until 2012 had a Democratic majority in both chambers going back to Reconstruction, Arkansas Democrats are very conservative compared to national Democrats. Most of them are. And so that's always been a difficult issue for our party here in the state. After last week's vote on the override, a number of people went back to their districts over the weekend and I think, frankly, felt quite a lot of pressure. And so when they came back this week, they felt that they needed to vote the opposite way. So we did lose six Democrats.
Finally, what would your advice be to a young woman who needs help in the state of Arkansas this week? Leave the state?
Yeah, you're probably going to have to find help elsewhere.
All right. You know I'm deliberately putting you on the spot there, but that really is the reality check for our listeners and the people of the state of Arkansas. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Representative Greg Leding is a Democrat House Minority Leader for the state of Arkansas, which now has the most restrictive abortion law in the United States, subject to judicial oversight.